Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Tis the season for parasite control. Back on that today in just a moment.
Black Hereford Ranch invites you to their 15th annual Fall Cream of the Crop Bull and Bred Heifer Sale, Saturday, October 26th at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma, and live on dvauctions.com. Each lot is backed by 40 years of continuous AI and ET work. For more information, call Chris Black at 580-309-0711. For catalog and videos, visit their website, www.blackherfordranch.com. Saturday, October 26th at 1 o'clock, Black Hereford Ranch 15th Annual Fall Cream of the Crop Sale. Ranch Dispersal Auction, October 28th. Located 4 miles east of Shawnee, Oklahoma, this 823-acre ranch features sale barn, two homes, shop, and 50 equipment lots with skid steer, trucks, trailers, implements, chutes, pens, panels, feeders, welders, tools, and more. Auction is October 28th at 3 p.m. sharp. Visit cj-auctions.com or call 918-550-8118. That's cj-auctions.com or call 918-550-8118.
Of all the herd management decisions that you make each year, perhaps the decisions you make regarding herd health when it comes to cattle parasites can be some of the most beneficial when it comes to your bottom line income-wise. Deworming is one of those practices that can make a lot of difference economically. So says Dr. Greg Hanselcheck from K-State. Dr. Hanselcheck says that the use of dewormers can have a greater economic impact than a lot of the other management practices that you are thinking about or implementing.
The importance of parasite control is what we're wanting to do is to minimize the number of parasites in our herd to optimize the amount of income that producers are getting from their product. Herds that didn't use dewormers, looking at internal parasites, they were at a $200 loss per pair over that year. And as producers understand, $200 is a huge amount of money. And that's money that is unmeasurable, so they wouldn't recognize that they're losing that, but it's real. It's a real loss.
Dr. Hanselcheck says the key in effective control is strategic deworming, including when, what, and which cattle.
Traditionally, we've said, let's deworm all the cows and maybe the calves when we go to pasture. Again, we're trying to reduce pasture contamination and then deworm them all, both the calves and the cows, when we come off of pasture, because we know that that's where they're actually going to pick up those worms is during the grazing season. That's traditionally the way we go. There's lots of programs out there. Really what producers should use is their veterinarian's advice on when, what product to use. We're very limited on the number of products we can use. Use our veterinarian advice for those two things.
Now, the old adage, you can't manage what you can't measure, very true when it comes to cattle herd deworming. Dr. Hanselcheck says that the question is, how do you know if your deworming program is working or not? Dr. Hanselcheck says that the fecal egg count reduction test is an easy and cost-effective test that allows you to determine how effective you are in getting those worms out of your herd.
It's simple to do. It's inexpensive. And all it takes is for a producer to grab 20% of the animal's manure and send that to a qualified laboratory and have them count how many eggs per gram of the manure. That's when they deworm them. Mm-hmm. Then they come back 14 days later and do the same thing and have a test, the same test completed. If there isn't a 95% reduction in the number of eggs from pre-deworming to after deworming, then our product selection is probably not appropriate.
Now, let's switch gears from internal to external parasites. Lice can be a serious herd problem for cattle producers to be dealing with, even in the fall months. The peak of lice season begins in November, runs all the way through March in a lot of our cattle operations. According to Dr. Hanselcheck, he says now's the time to clean up your herd to the best of your ability.
We're getting away from the fly and the tick issues. And so that kind of control, we can just kind of forget about until we go to spring again. But now we're getting into the peak lice season, and that in our area is from November to March. Mm-hmm. And so now is the time to be thinking about cleaning up the herd the best we can so that we don't have a lice break between now and calving.
He says there are several different species of lice, but they fall in two general types, biting and sucking lice. Trying to figure out which you've got is very important, as understanding how the two types of lice acquire their nutrients is a primary key to controlling them.
So we've got two different types of lice. One are biting, which means they feed on dead skin and hair and those kind of things. And then we have ones called sucking, and they actually burrow into the skin and feed off of blood. Our porons for lice control basically take care of both classes. But if we use our injectable lice control products, they're only going to take care of the ones that are consuming blood, which would be the biting. And so I've seen producers that thought they were on a good lice control program. They were using an injectable. A couple months after they used the injectable, they had a major lice outbreak, and it's because it was sucking lice, not biting lice. We're not saying don't use injectables, but just be, again, use the veterinarian's advice and be conscious that the injectable is not going to cover all classes of lice.
K-State veterinarian Dr. Greg Hanzlicek. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Over 67,000 FFA members and supporters are headed to Indianapolis for the 92nd Annual National FFA Convention. We're proud that Ridge Eubanks of Alva is one of the national FFA officers leading out this year in Indy. And once again, Farm Director Ron Hayes will offer wall-to-wall coverage from the convention on radio, in our daily email, in the Blue Green Gazette on our Oklahoma Farm Report website, and via social media on Facebook, Flickr, and Twitter. Coverage from Indy the week of October 28th is a service of ITC Gray Plains, your energy superhighway.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.